Bob, congratulations. Big picture first. How good does it feel to get the sweep and take five of the first six on this road trip?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, you know, we had a tough one to end up in Kansas City and be able to respond and take three here. This is a tough venue to play in. And all close games, all one-run games. So good thing the off day's coming.
Need to talk about Josh Hader and your decision to go with him today. You talked about possibly getting him some non-safe situations, but why the choice to put him in this situation today?
We got to get him going. And we were down some guys today. We talked about it before the game, and Ruben was all over it too. We got into that spot, and we used Morejon and Garcia before it. We were going to use Hader. You know, getting him through a game like that is going to be huge. This is a team that's giving him a tough time. You know, gets a bloop single to start the inning. Got to push away the demons and you know, rely on your past, and he certainly did that. So I think that was not only big for us, but big for him.
Did you see different stuff out of him today?
It looked like there was a little bit more conviction in where he was throwing the ball and how he was throwing it. I mean, the velo's been there. Looks like it was hiding it a little bit better. You're getting some late swings. You know, a couple balls. You know, obviously the ball gets by, you know, Campy, and now there's men on second base, but. You know, at some point in time, you just get tired of the results, and you go after it hard, and I think that's what he did.
Do you think it made a difference that it was a save opportunity, only his second one, but do you think that brought out the best in him?
You know, that's probably a better question for him. But, you know, like I said, that we discussed it before the game. If we got in that spot, we used a couple guys before, we're going to use it.
Manny obviously doesn't want to see the month of August come to an end. He's been on fire. How important has he been to your offense?
Yeah, he has all year. So, I mean, regardless, I think, you know, he's the type of guy, and that you rely on in the middle of the order, that knocks in runs, that gets big hits. He's got a long history of doing that, a career of doing that, and he did it again, you know, multiple times this road trip, and certainly all month long.
I know you trust Joe. How much of the bullpen situation had you sticking with him, maybe a batter?
Yeah, you know, I didn't want Longoria in that spot. We've seen Longoria, Gonzalez. Longoria's a guy that can had a homer off Morejon and can leave the park. Felt like maybe at worst we get a single there. But yes, I had a lot of faith in Joe, as I always do.
Probably a better question for Friday pregame, but what does Hader's performance today leave you with moving forward?
It means we won today, and we have an off day tomorrow, and we'll see going forward. But I can't imagine that it doesn't do a world of good for his confidence. And this is a guy that we brought in for a reason. I've said it often. This is a big one for him. So we'll see going forward.
As far as Joe goes, what did you see out of him today? It looked like maybe he had a little bit of better breaking ball.
Yeah, just better command overall. Use his fastball a little bit more, too. You know, sometimes you play a team multiple times. You know, these guys are pretty good about sitting on pitches. You could see they're probably sitting on breaking balls early. Use his fastball a lot better today. Got a little bit tired in that last inning, but, you know, when you, like I said, when you're playing a club, and pitching against a club third or fourth time around, you got to make some adjustments.
I know wins are a little devalued with starters these days, but how good does it feel to get him a win, put an end to the losing streak?
Yeah, no, we have a lot of faith in our starters, and they were doing the bulk of they were getting the bulk of the wins early in the season when they were going seven innings. A lot of times, if you go six, it's, you know, it ends up being the bullpen, but. You know, Joe has had some good outings where we haven't scored for him and he hasn't been around for a win. Today was good to reward him.
Getting these outings by the starters, is that one of the encouraging things of this trip as well? It's been a kind of a way.
Yeah, look, nothing's going to look the same all season long, but we do have faith in those guys. We're going to continue to have faith in those guys. As long as their pitch counts are in order, you know, a guy like you, I've let win or lose his games before too. That's the strength of our team. Seems like it continues to be.
How much do you like what you're able to do now? You've kind of got a set lineup, and lately you've been pulling the strings on more matchups.
Yeah, well, Will's really helped out in that regard to where you can play. We have a couple of pinch hit options during the course of a game. Sugar as well, Azokar as well. You know, when he starts a game, then we have a lefty matchup with Grish, and with Pro day off today, we had a matchup with him. So it's nice to have some moves on the bench.
How much did this trip, or does this trip, say for Sunday, feel like earlier in the season?
You know what? It's feeling better. You know, we talk about a couple steps forward, step back. I think this was huge to be able to win three one-run games, because that's how we were doing it earlier in the season and finding a way to win these games as we did here this weekend. So I would say that's probably close.